Okay, let's call to order our city council meeting for Tuesday, October 15, 2024. Invocation by Pastor Fred Franks from the Island Church, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, our Father in heaven, thank you for your goodness, mercy, and grace on our lives. We understand and know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And I thank you for this community, our council, our mayor, that value and understand the Spirit and God. And as we proudly display, in God we trust. And Lord, let our hearts be that. In God we trust. We're looking to you for wisdom and insight, for direction. Thank you for the blessings that you've poured out upon us, and we pray they continue in our businesses and the residents that live here. Lord, we pray for this council meeting. We pray that there'd be a spirit of unity, and we know unity is not uniformity, but that there's a togetherness, and that we come together for the greater good of all that we're working toward. We're also mindful of our neighbor, and then again last week, and then those that continue to recover throughout Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee. We pray that you would be with them in this long process. Thank you for the teams from our communities that's gone, the goods and the supplies that go, and how you're able to put us all together and something good happens. We're better together. We commit this night to you, and we're always careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silver?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd is absent. Mayor Kennan?
Here. Entertaining a motion to consider tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written. Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Considering previous minutes of our work session, regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 9/17/24. There are no objections. The readings of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections? The minutes? There are no corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements? All right. Let's see where we're at. All right, let's move to auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Abstain.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right. This time we have a special recognition we'd like to do, and it's a very special one. So, Miss Sarah Claire Croswell, would you please take center stage? And because what you have accomplished, I don't even comprehend, so I'm going to let you explain it. But I'm telling you, this girl is the exemplary student of what we want our kids to strive to become. And you are so appreciated for that. So all I know is she passed a whole bunch of stuff that I couldn't even think about passing. So I am blown away by what you've accomplished. So will you explain to everybody what the award was and what you've done?
Yes, thank you. I'm an AP student at Orange Beach, so I participated in 5 AP classes last year, and I took 5 AP exams, which I studied for, and you know, that was they were spread out over 2 weeks, and I received an award from AP College Board, an AP Scholar with Distinction. I passed 5 AP exams, and I received a score of 3.5 or more on every exam.
Congratulations.
Wow. Yes. So. Yeah.
But you also got a 5 on 2 of them, right?
One of them. One of them.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, then
yes.
You just let us down. But again, I because my boy's a senior, and I know what that demand of 5 AP classes is, it's just mind-boggling to me. And there was one other student who graduated last year that accomplished the same, and that was Miss Catherine Barnett, but she's not here. She's out of town, so to recognize her. But we have a recognition, so.
Thank you.
I'm going to let my 8th grade level reading abilities do the best I can. Whereas Sarah Claire Carswell is a 12th grade student at Orange Beach High School and is a part of the very first class to attend Orange Beach schools from grades K through 12. And after graduation, Sarah Claire's plans to attend Samford has been recognized by the Orange Beach Board of Education for achievement as a College Board AP Scholar with distinction, earning an average score of at least 3.5 on all AP exams taken, scores of 3 or higher on 5 or more of these exams. She is the only current Orange Beach High School student to hold such an honor. Whereas Sarah Claire has weighted a GPA of 4.47 and has taken and passed 6 AP classes and exams and is currently taking 5 additional AP classes. And whereas Sarah Claire has been awarded Orange Beach High School's AP Pre-Calculus Award, AP Spanish Award, and whereas Sarah Claire is the president of the National Spanish Honor Society, vice president of the National Science Honor Society, vice president of the Mu Alpha Theta Mathematics Honor Society, and whereas she is a member of the National Honor Society, National English Honor Society, the Healthcare Occupation Students of America, and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and whereas she has an extensive list of honors, extracurricular activities, such as being a member of the Orange Beach High School tennis team, graduate of Coastal Alabama Business Chamber Junior Leadership Program, Orange Beach High School delegate to the Alabama Girls State at Troy University, and attendee at the Alabama Governor School at Samford University, a student volunteer at South Baldwin Regional Medical Center, organizer and staff member of For Happening, a Christian renewal experience for teens, and a staff member of Camp Beckwith, a Christian summer camp and retreat in Fairhope. And now, therefore, on behalf of the mayor and council, we honor and recognize Sarah Claire Carswell for her outstanding academic achievement and for being an example for all future scholars and students.
Go make those.
Sarah, since we gave you something, you have to stay. Can't leave.
She's got too much homework to do.
Your party gift can't leave till the meeting's over.
I'm just wondering when she sleeps. When does she sleep?
I know.
Exactly.
I just saw her after parking cars at the ball game. Thank y'all.
Thank y'all.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Okay, I'm tired just talking about it.
I know. All right, moving to unfinished business under resolution. A resolution awarding the bid for $1,200,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to ordinances. Second reading, ordinance approving the petition for annexation of the Gatlin property into the city of Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any discussion? We good? Okay. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
No.
Councilmember Johnson?
No.
Councilmember Mitchell?
No.
Councilmember Blaylock?
No.
Mayor Kennan?
And no. Moving to new business under resolutions. Resolution authorizing the purchase of video surveillance system for the batting cages, Sportsplex through state bid, Vision Security Technologies, $14,960.17.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid 2024 roadway resurfacing asphalt services, $609,777.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution appropriating funds to the Orange Beach Board of Education for safety enhancements, $30,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? This is for enhanced protection at the front entryway.
Safety glass.
Yeah, real safety glass.
Real.
So I think the reason we want to be part of that is to show our commitment as a city to the safety of our schools and as a partner with the schools.
And we also did this back at the elementary school.
Yes,
right. Years
that's
ago.
Right. That's right.
Resolution appropriating funds to the Orange Beach Board of Education.
Did we vote?
No, I'm sorry. Do we need to vote? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement with Gunn and Associates.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? I'm sorry, that was for electrical engineering services. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of task order. Gunn and Associates, pickleball court lighting, not to exceed $15,900.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of payment processing agreement with CSG Forte Payments.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the mayor to negotiate the purchase of real property.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. A resolution authorizing deployment of a recovery team to provide disaster recovery assistance, Lake Lure, Chimney Rock, North Carolina, following Hurricane Helene.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order. Sawgrass Consulting, boundary surveys not to exceed $12,500.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
On this task order, what piece of property was this? The property for the real estate?
There's two surveys. Chris, do you remember?
Yeah, there's...
Chris?
Yeah, parcels on Canal Road, where the Blue House.
Yep.
Property beside
that's
it.
That's what I was thinking. Money by you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Gotcha.
Any further questions? Discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of a water and sewer line construction reimbursement agreement by and between Orange Beach Water Sewer Fire Protection Authority and the City of Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, moving to public hearing. Our first public hearing for the ordinance amending ordinance number 172.
For the Fish Camp PUD, and this is a development that's right behind Cosmos Restaurant. This is a project map just showing you have the cottages that are right behind the restaurant. There's about 40 units there. Then you have a multifamily building on West Perdido Avenue. There's 11 units there. This application is going to pertain to the marina. If we go to our next page, our next slide, this is about a month ago, they came in for a marina accessory permit to do a marina or add more slips to what they already have there. And we I went back and we looked in the archives at the old Fish Camp PUD that was approved back in 2000. So plan from 24 years ago, and if we go to the next slide, this shows what was on file, and it only shows 19 slips. So at times, there were some that were added. So they have about 30 now, and with this expansion that they're wanting to do, that 22 more for 52 total. If we go to our next slide, so as we said, well, this needs to be a minor amendment to the PUD to get the marina plan updated in the PUD file. So they're doing this. This will be with the expansion. So I have 52 total slips. It'll be one slip per unit. So there's 51 units, and I'll have one extra slip. So it's part of this is not going to be for commercial use. This will be just for a residential marina.
Questions?
Yes.
I did hear you say that the original plan, there were some added since the original plan that we didn't know about. So how many were added that we?
Well, it's 19 in the plan that was in 2000. So there's probably 11 that were added after that at some point. And then when they came in and with this recent application, you started digging a little more, then we said we just need a updated marina plan for the development.
Definitely. So now we'll be 52.
So with this, so there's 30 now and add 22, so it'd be 52 total.
Do we know when they were added?
It was probably back before 2010, just looking at the aerials.
Let me ask you something, Griffin. I believe that after Hurricane Sally, Bayview condominiums just went out and improved their piers and such like that. So is the Fish Camp in this proposal going out beyond that?
They're going out, yes. Mm-hmm.
Beyond what
Bayview beyond what they already have now. If we go to the first slide, they'll go extend out at more into the water.
Is it for residential use, or are they going to rent these out?
These would be for residential, strictly for the unit owners.
So how will they, the ones that don't have slips now will be assigned a slip, or do they even say in that in their packet?
They don't get into the assignment.
Rentals for outside mm-hmm. or... Even though
I'd asked and they said it would be, you know, each unit owner would get one slip. Yeah. So those that have the cottage units and then those that have the lodge units.
What's the total number of units in Fish Camp?
51.
51.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to be titled each slip to the lot.
That's my understanding.
Can we make an approval contingent on that?
Yeah, I was trying to think. They had a mess, a real mess. A lot of it, I don't want to say it was our fault, but a lot of it was in the day of them penalized because of what maybe was not done the way it should have been. But I do think they need to be titled to each unit if we're going to do a PUD. Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
Yeah.
I would rather do that.
Is there anyone here from Fish Camp?
Is there anybody from Fish Camp here?
Have it be a rental.
Wow, they have great faith.
Yeah.
Wow. I think they have rules against renting there. Pardon me?
90.
Are you talking about reading the unit or the slips?
No, the slips.
The units.
They have no short-term rentals.
No short-term. But I thought they had rules against renting your slip. Nope. Nobody here?
Well, I mean, there should be somebody here to answer our questions. I don't understand that.
I know.
Because I need to know if they're titled, personally. I need to know if they're titled per unit. I need to know rental status. Is that in the homeowner regs? I mean, we need to know all that.
Well,
because we ask that of everyone else.
This is the first reading.
Yeah.
So we can push it to the next.
We can go to the second reading.
We can push it and go to the second and request that they attend.
Sound good?
Yes.
Okay. All right, any other? It is a public hearing, so if anyone in the audience would like to speak to this, you're welcome to come to the mic. Okay, if not, we'll close the public hearing. All right, public hearing for ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Columbia Southern University PUD sign amendment.
I think we need to vote on the fish camp issue first.
No, that will be when we get to ordinances.
Okay.
We are still in the public hearings.
Sorry.
Go right ahead.
Okay, all right. Yeah, this is an amendment for a new freestanding sign at Columbia Southern University on the Foley Beach Express. What you see on the screen, this is the existing sign that's along the Beach Express and Commerce Park Drive. If we go to our next slide, to the left you see the existing sign. What they're wanting to do is to the right, that is a new, a taller, larger sign to be, you know, along the Foley Beach Express. If we look, go to our next slide, and this just gives some dimensions. What we see that's in the yellow are some deviations from the sign ordinance. Right now, the sign they have does comply with the ordinance, but they're asking for some deviations for the proposed sign. For one side of the sign face, it'll be a little more than 152 square feet, and the total would be 304 square feet. So that exceeds what's normally the limits we have on commercial signage. The height is proposed at 25 feet. That's versus the 15 feet that's limited for commercial signs or all signs. And the sign face, when you look at the LED or the electric changeable copy, they want to just go over it at 52% of the total sign face area. So if we go to our next slide, and this is the a comparison that they presented to us, showing the proposed sign for Columbia Southern versus the reader board that you have at the wharf. And I think we have a representative here from the sign company.
Okay.
If you have any questions.
All right, we'll get to that in just a second. Mm-hmm. Questions for?
The comment you just made, the request, 52% more.
Well, the thing is, if you have a LED sign on your, it can only be 50% of the total sign face area.
Correct. Okay.
And so it's so they just want just a little, and then 52% would be the LED.
And tell me again, Griffin, how much over the ordinance is? What percentage?
You talk on the LED, or is just
the sign
of the total sign,
the total
or
sign.
Overall sign?
What
could be what's the acceptable dimensions?
It would be 50. Yeah, so of that 152, it would be half of that.
So it's a 100% increase.
That, yes. Mm-hmm.
I told y'all I had eighth grade math, so y'all correct me if I'm wrong.
So the sign, the existing sign meets ordinance but it's not the maximum of our ordinance now.
It's within our ordinance.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the existing sign is within the ordinance.
It's within the ordinance, mm-hmm. But is it to the max of our ordinance now?
I don't know.
Okay.
Can we go back to the picture that depicts the original and the requested sign. There we go, right there. Thank you. Okay. So we're going taller and wider.
Yes.
And have we ever, do you recall, put me on the spot, ever amended a sign permit to this magnitude over the existing rules and regulations?
The only one, I mean, would be the... would be the wharf sign would be the one that would be, but we've had others that come in and we haven't, you know, I don't think we've gone to this magnitude.
Right, okay.
Well, unfortunately.
But I know like with Coastal, they did come in with a sign amendment, but it was, their signage is 100% LED sign.
But their overtures are denied.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The wharf sign is apples to oranges because the wharf sign was in a mega facility that we really didn't have any sign ordinance apply to. And then secondly, there was a convoluted connection with the sign, with the city and our use of it. So
yeah, it's used for public purpose.
Yeah. So yeah, we share 30% of that sign for, like I said, public purpose. So that, and it's grandfathered in, has been grandfathered in for some time. So I don't know that the wharf sign is apples to oranges here. So I'd like to hear what y'all have to say, but I'm going to be honest with you. And as much as you know, we support Columbia Southern and would do anything to help you, we just eliminated billboards in the city of Orange Beach and just dealt with potential litigation over any sign variances that created the illusion to the litigator that they were billboards. This would bust our stance wide open if we approved this. Absolutely would go against everything we've said, because we do not, that I know of, ever went beyond what our sign ordinance allows. And again, I understand if I was there and there were 6 million people coming to Orange Beach, I'd want a big sign too. So we get it, but I think we would put us in a very uncomfortable position if we did that. So again, that's just giving y'all the background of what we've done, what we have done, but I'm gonna leave it up to y'all to ask further questions, and we'll open up to the floor to hear what y'all
Ken, want. Are you gonna be the spokesperson? So I'll direct this to you, or who's gonna be the spokesperson? What are you trying to achieve? I guess just your more exposure to the traffic out there on the Beach Express, because you're an online college, so.
Yeah, please. It'd be fine.
Thank you, Mr. Steiner.
Yeah, so basically we just want to bring more awareness to the university. I get a lot of questions about, you know, where are you located? And we always have to really see the sign that's there, because it is kind of small when you compare the size of our building to the size of the sign. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't stand out. And so, yes, we are trying to attract more attention to the university, because one, we want to, I feel like we're Baldwin County's university, four-year degree university, right? And we are online and we do a lot around the nation, but we do have a lot of students in Alabama and in Baldwin County. And we also want to attract employees. So right. We also run on our sign, you know, we're now hiring, looking for employees. So it's about building the community and building the presence and awareness of CSU. And that's basically it. And our sign is 10 years old, so the technology in the sign, the digital sign itself, just cannot put great pictures up there like you can today. So we wanted to buy a new sign, and we looked at it and said, well, can we go bigger? Because it's kind of small when you compare it to the size of the building. And that's the reason why we came here today, is to see if we could do that. And I understand if y'all have a precedent set, but I'd ask, the expressway is growing. There's other things going in. I saw today the Gulf Shores High School temporary sign is twice the size of ours. So things like that. The expressway is going to expand and grow. And I'd love to see, if you don't do it today, in the future, we'd like to be able to have a bigger sign.
And believe me, I'd do the same thing if I was y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not a precedent, it's the ordinance.
Right.
I mean, it's black and white. But so I don't want you to think we're picking and choosing.
No, I understand.
You know,
yeah.
So, but I would like to know again, what percentage does your sign currently present of what would be allowed under the ordinance? How much bigger can you go and meet ordinance specs?
I don't Do you have that, Johnny?
Yeah, just a couple square feet. We're close to being maxed out.
Okay.
And a couple of things that I have written down just to kind of bring up was, you know, the average setback in the city of Orange Beach is 5 to 10 feet off the right-of-way of a property line. This one is over between 100 and 120 feet using the GIS mapping system. So we found that to be a hardship because of the distance off the road. And obviously the scale of the sign compared to the building and the development there. There's zero negative impacts on the neighbors. I've driven it multiple times, plenty of times. There are no negative impacts whatsoever on any neighbors. And I had on here smaller than other PUD approvals and modifications. That's why we presented this as a minor modification. And if you look at, and I know we're saying apples and oranges here, but when we're looking at a PUD, right now we're at 368 square feet, which is exactly 50% of the wharf. So, and I know what you said about, you know, apples and oranges, but when you look at it from why are they able to have it and we're not, you know, 60 feet tall, we're 25, they're 700 plus square feet, we're half of that.
Well, but we accept that there were mistakes made at the wharf, but it was inherited,
mm-hmm.
and the only way to fix that was a public service mm-hmm. agreement for us and to grandfather it in.
Sure.
Because if we use your logic of if they've got it, can't we, then that's a domino effect that never stops. Because then everybody's going to want the same consideration. So we made the decision at the point in time after the wharf, we would adhere to the ordinance, as well as eliminate billboards. Now, having said that, I would like to table this and review further the ordinance, because as big a piece of property as y'all got, I don't know, I want to make sure we didn't miss anything where the sign grows in relative to the road frontage. Is
frontage.
That true?
Frontage.
Is that true or not? No?
No.
Okay.
In almost every other city, like North Shores, mm-hmm. you're allowed 32 square feet.
Don't do that. Don't
okay.
do that.
So, yes, you are allowed additional square feet for more linear feet on the right footage. Yes, that is pretty standard.
And I agree with you there. I do agree. And I do think the potential litigation, sure. we don't want to jeopardize our settlement. We don't want to jeopardize any potential future yeah. litigation. But that doesn't mean we can be open to yeah. evaluating property size, linear distance off the road. I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
Because I can see where this makes sense to have a bigger sign. I just don't want to blow up what we've accomplished and what we've stuck to.
How does it impact coming north, northbound Baldwin EMC sign?
Baldwin EMC, it's not going to block their sign at all. With the setbacks from what we proposed and shown in the drawing, it's not going to affect their sign. They wanted to do this, but they decided they were going to back away. And kind of what we have talked about internally is coming to y'all because of the whole Margaritaville expansion, maybe creating a zone between Foley and the canal, basically anything north of the bridge, and create a zone because that's going to grow exponentially from where we are today when all these new developments come in and the bridge comes in. I mean, there's so many new developments coming that way, and maybe create a special zone there if y'all
I have no problem with that, but I mean it's still relatively few as far as Orange Beach goes. Probably mm-hmm. five properties before we get into Foley, and then everything on the west side is Gulf Shore. So, but I have no problem. Would y'all want to table it and at least explore
yeah.
a little bit
yeah.
and see if there's something?
Let's look at it at the next reading.
Yeah.
So we can research it. Yeah. See, the problem they have is that they're on an access road.
Mm-hmm.
They are not on the Foley Beach Express.
Yeah.
They're mm-hmm. on an access road, so they are plenty visible from the access road.
Yeah.
And we felt that was a hardship,
yeah.
Which would mm-hmm. be one of the
reasons why. Yeah. Well, and several years ago when we were looking at this, we had a lot of businesses that wanted to have the LED lighting and the message board.
Mm-hmm.
And we really didn't want that. But then we started listening and worked up and made that a part of the ordinance that the sign has to hold on to those certain dimensions, and that the lighted part of it is it can come on, but it has to be static. It's not on flashing and all that. So We've worked hard just to try to remove the Vegas effect, you know, and like the mayor said, once we got the billboard removed, we don't want to do anything that would subsidize that, because it took us years to get that billboard removed, but the main issue, and we're all willing to talk through it again and see if there's something else that we could do, but if we do it, if we just increase the sign, the size of the sign, they're going to be lined up out the door. Every business is going to want to go to that new, and that defeats our purpose as far as making it a eco-friendly city. But we support the businesses, there's no doubt about it, and Columbia Southern is a huge component of our city, and we don't want to ever underestimate that. But I think a good thing would be to discuss it some more and see if there's anything else we can
do. I would rather do it through an amendment to the ordinance than a variance. So if we're going to do it, it would be everything, I would agree, north of the bridge, if we can do that and create a different zone, because the setback in the right-of-way is so big.
Right.
And the properties, I mean, EMC probably needs a bigger zone.
Yes.
So I don't have a problem with using common sense there. If y'all are okay with that, we can look at it.
Well,
so if y'all give us a little time to explore.
Give us time to check legally, too.
Yeah, exactly.
What our exposure is.
2 weeks, next meeting.
We actually have an extra week. I think it's November 5th.
Yeah. And I don't know that by then we'll have an answer.
Right.
It may be that we want to table it and dig deeper. I you know.
Yep. Well, thank you guys for your consideration.
So
that's
how you got a
sweet
talker.
Everything in life.
Nice to her.
Everything in life.
I think it would be wise to table it.
Do what?
It would be wise to table it. So that we can really take a look at it.
It will, if there's no action taken, it will roll to the second reading. And then at second reading, if you need to postpone further.
Okay.
Does that go with y'all?
Yep.
Yes.
No.
All right. Moving to ordinance and the first reading. Ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Fish Camp Landing PUD. And I think this one we decided we would roll it to the next one. Hopefully have somebody here to answer questions. Okay. So I'm assuming, there will be no unanimous consent, but I think we still have to go through the motion. So
move for unanimous.
No, there will just be no action taken.
No action, okay.
And then Griffin, will you get in touch with the applicant and let them know?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
First reading, ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Columbia Southern University PUD. So
no action,
sir. All right, entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned, and now we will call the Committee of the Whole for Tuesday, October 15, 2024, to order. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd is absent. Bless you. And Mayor Kennan?
Here. New business, miscellaneous, discussed petition to annex the City of Orange Beach submitted by Intercoastal Investors.
And this is?
Do what, bud?
And this is? For the audience, this property?
The
Margaritaville.
Margaritaville.
Yeah, Margaritaville.
You
go. I'm sorry, I just had a thought.
This is the old Bama Bayou.
I'm just trying to think.
Yes.
Turn it into Margaritaville.
Yes.
And I think it's just a portion of that wasn't in.
Yeah.
Good evening, Ursel Godwin, Sawgrass Consulting.
Hello, Ursel.
Good to see all of you this evening. This piece is actually a little triangle piece just east of the old Bama Bayou piece that the Goodwin family used to own.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Art purchased that about 6 months or so ago, but it will be a part of the proposed Margaritaville.
And it's east.
It's directly east. It's directly east and adjacent to Bama Bayou.
Oh, okay.
And that's what caught me off guard, because Bama Bayou's been in the city forever.
All of Bama Bayou's in the city. I just figured this out a few weeks ago when we were turning in the plat for the Spine Road and the lots. And so we need to, this particular piece will actually be where they have the 12 villas that look east off into Wolf Bay.
Okay.
That's what this piece is. And
the point.
We just need to, that's right, it's basically the point.
The point. It's had a for sale sign in front of it by Sharkey's Real Estate. He's been lighting it up at night.
Not that one. Not east, that's one. West.
It
that's
is west. The other it's side.
The yes. other east side.
The that's other right. point.
Just
the
for clarification. The other point. Thank yeah. you, Ursel.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it, buddy. Yeah.
All right, moving to resolutions. Resolution authorizing the execution of software service hardware purchase agreement, Flock Group, license plate recognition cameras for the police department. Resolution authorizing purchase for portable radios for the fire department through state bid, Motorola Solutions, $882,125.64. Resolution authorizing the purchase of exercise equipment for the adult fitness center through Sourcewell, $99,606.01.
Mayor, can I interject?
Yes, you can.
Go back to resolution number two on the radios for the fire department, mm-hmm. $882,125. That is grant money. Is that correct? We do have a share in that, correct? 5%. Good job. Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Appreciate it. I'm sure the taxpayers enjoy getting that grant.
Yeah. I like that technology. Thank you, Mayor. Yeah, I like that technology. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. Resolution authorizing execution of software service agreement with Peak Software Systems, Sportsman's Software Recreation Program Member Management, Rebel Executive Professional Services Agreement with Allen Engineering and Science, Engineering, Planning, Environmental Consulting, Instruction Assistance Services. Resolution authorizing execution of Go Mesa Grant Agreement Amendment Number 1 to extend the term of the original agreement. Resolution accepting a proposal from SafeSpan for bridge safety inspections in the amount not to exceed $2,800. Resolution authorizing execution of a lease agreement, Alabama Law Enforcement Agency for office space and boat slips for the police department. Public hearing, Saltwater College's PUD, Sidewall 11-5-24.
Quick question, Mayor.
Oh, and then there's one more on the back side.
One more on the back?
We have one more.
Okay, well, public hearing section, words and terms defined. Definition of a grade plan. I guess we need to call Sarah Carroll back.
Just to go back real quick to the bridge safety inspection, is that just for one bridge or is it for multiple?
So that is an inspection we need to do every 2 years by ALDOT's requirement.
Biannual inspection. And any drainage structure is 20 feet.
They're really just culverts.
So it's just a series of culvert pipes, yeah. But once you're 20 feet, they consider the bridge.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Anybody, anything else? Please.
Fort Hanley City Administrator, two things we did. As we met earlier, for nobody can replace Jeff Hartley and everything he did for the city, but it is my honor to introduce Robbie Stallcup, who is our new sewer director. He's been with the city for 29 years. So when I was looking up his employee ID number, I was like, wow, it's got 3 digits next to it. So it just goes to show, you know, how a great job that Hartley did bringing everybody together, having that buy-in, and having Robbie step into those shoes and lead the city as we move forward is just a great addition. So I wanted to welcome him as yes. part of our leadership team now. Awesome. Number two, I wanted to recognize Allie McGraw and Mark Anderson for the Freedom Fest. So we yes. had an amazing festival, even though Friday was a deluge. and I think we're all still drying out from that day. But again, adding the gun show and everything, that the amount of hours everybody in the city put in, but especially those two that made it through. They're still here, which is always my worry after the weekend after that event, but can't give them enough credit and all of our staff for putting on another successful festival this year. So thanks.
Thanks. Thank you, guys.
Anyone else? Okay. If not, then entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned.
Thank you all for coming.